Lesson 22. A Cruise. Part 2.
Could you explain that a little bit more? I'm Connie, by the way.
My name's Robert. Let's say, if you have an overseas cruise with many days at sea, it is worth having a cabin with a view. Otherwise, you might feel boxed in. Or if there is a gorgeous scenery along the way, like in Alaska, Norway, or Panama, then I would always prefer being able to enjoy that from my cabin.
And what would you say are the advantages of an inside cabin, apart from the lower costs?
Well, let's just say that there are not too many disadvantages in comparison to an outside cabin. For example, I have the same access to all the services on board as any other passenger.
I haven't even thought about that aspect. And since this is quite a port-intensive cruise, we won't be spending much time in our cabins anyway.
Probably not.
Well, Robert, it was great talking to you. I'm going to explore the ship now.
Me too. Take care. Hey, what would you say about having dinner together?
Sounds great. 7 p.m. on the middle deck?
I'll be there.